step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture with Isaac Weishaupt. And you're listening to the intro to the intro. That means you are on the free feed, which means, sadly, you miss out on the monthly bonus episodes that we've been doing since 2017? One a month. I don't even know what the count is. 170 plus. And because sometimes I do a couple a month. Today, for the month of May, we're going to talk about the Fugees. A bonus episode where we talk about the Fugees. We're going to talk about, because, you know, one third of the Fugees is Praz, and he's on trial. And he's been an informant for the FBI, apparently. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at Lauryn Hill, who, if you recall, over the years, has been labeled a crazy conspiracy theorist, and how the judge wanted her to go see mental counseling for all her beliefs in crazy conspiracies. We're going to look at some claims about her hating white people, and it turns out it's not true. It's just a smear campaign. Coordinated, I would argue. She was trying to expose the Vatican back in 2003. We talk about that. I mean, there's a whole bunch on there. Talk about Praz, his trial, and his connections to Obama and Donald Trump and Leonardo DiCaprio, my favorite actor. Can you believe it? Yeah, Leo DiCaprio, and you won't believe it, but we got a cameo from Darth Vader himself, Steve Bannon, Mr. Traditionalist, Mr. Pepe the Frog, Chaos Magic himself. And then we talk a little bit about the movie Bullworth, old DB, mixing appearance, and so on. You know the whole drill. You know the whole drill. You want the bonus show? You want to unlock 170-plus back episodes that you've never heard before? You want to go ad-free? Hell, you can even get free books if you play your cards right. If you do it on Patreon. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher is the most popular option. The easiest option by far is the new Apple Podcast Premium feed. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you just click a button and you're in there, man. Simple. Easiest one. You can compare all the different options because I'm on Rockfin also. And then I got my own sort of thing I call the VIP section. You can compare all these platforms for the choosy shopper. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit that VIP tab up top. Links are always in the show notes for everything. Take a listen. If you want to support the show and support your boy, you know where to go. Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today we have a bonus episode for the month of May. That's right. You know what it is. All the supporters on all the many supporter feeds everywhere get the bonus shows every month. 160, hell, probably 170 now and counting. Every month we do it. Every month you'll love it. Unless you're one of the free feed losers, you know. And you're not loving it. You're not loving it. But today we're going to talk about the Fugees, okay? The Big Fugees conspiracy. You know, Praz, he's one third of the Fugees. He's on trial. Turns out he was an FBI informant all these years, or so he says. We'll take another look at him. We'll take a look at some of the claims about Lauryn Hill, because you know Lauryn Hill, they try to say she's just a crazy conspiracy theorist all these years, claiming she hates white people. But little did we know, she was exposing the Vatican back before everyone was talking about it. Just a couple years after Sinead O'Connor got blasted for exposing the Vatican. But we're going to talk about Praz, talk about his trial, and a lot of these connections to famous folks. Obama, Trump, Leo DiCaprio. Even Leo DiCaprio, the best actor of all time. And you're never going to guess who else shows up in this analysis. I'll save that. You're going to be shocked. I'll tell you. Steve Bannon. He's a part of this. That's right. We're going to talk about all that, then we'll wrap it up with some tangential discussions about Old Dirty Bastard, ODB, and the film Bullworth. All right? So without further ado, let's get into the Fugees conspiracy. And if you're on the free feed, you know where to go. I've got so many places. The easiest way to do it is if you're on Apple Podcasts, that is. The easiest way is just tap the button and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I've enabled that. A lot of painstaking work to make that happen. I had to upload 500 episodes from the past. But anyway, I did all that stuff, and it's there. Take it. Sign up. You get early access. You get the bonus shows. You unlock every bonus show from the past that you've been missing out on. You're going to love it. Or you do the most popular option. That's patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You get all those things. 2 free books, a comment section, all the greatest things. But sometimes it's a little technical, so that's why I did the Apple Podcast. Some people say, hey, I don't want to figure out how to get this RSS feed plugged into my podcast app. I get it. That's where Apple's there to help you. Yeah, but I got the Patreon. Then I got my own VIP section. That's the cheapest way. You want to save some money? You want to save some money, partner? Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab, or I'm on Rockfin. So there you go. Go to my website, IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab. You can compare all the systems, all the platforms, the costs, the pros, the cons, everything. All right? Okay. Now, the Fugees. And this analysis came about because I made a post on Instagram about Praz saying he was an FBI informant and then showing how, you know, Lauryn Hill, that says she's been crazy for 20 years. And little did I know, this is the most popular post on my Instagram of all time. And it was popping. People were dropping lines from the Fugees albums that seem relevant. You can scroll through. I'm not going to list them all. I couldn't even keep up with the comments. There's hundreds of comments. Even Disaster. Shout out Disaster from No Jumper. The king of battle rap weighed in on it. The king of battle rap, Disaster, weighed in on it. And I thought, you know what? This deserves a deeper dive. Because the Fugees story is interesting. And if you're too young, the Fugees, they were a rap group in the 90s. In 1996, they released The Score, and everybody listened to The Score. Now, my age, I was about 16 or 17 when that album dropped, and spent countless hours driving around listening to it. So, of course, that was, you know, everyone says their generation had the best music, but, you know, it was a great album. We'll just say that. But everybody was listening to it. But then after the group broke up a couple years later, they each took on solo acts and they continued to crush it. And now they formed up because Wyclef Jean and Praz were cousins. Praz went to high school with Lauryn Hill. Wyclef, he's not really a part of this show too much. Not a lot of Illuminate confirmed of what I could tell on my short look at him. But he's tied into politics. So, of course, there's a little bit of something going on there, right? The president of Haiti appointed him the ambassador at large in 2007. And then he tried to run for president. I guess he was ineligible because he was not a resident of Haiti for long enough. Whatever. But the whole reason the Fugees broke up is because Wyclef Jean was sleeping with Lauryn Hill. Of course, Wyclef was married at the time. In fact, I think he's still married to the same woman. I could be wrong. But Lauryn Hill got pregnant, allegedly told Wyclef the baby was his, but then he found out he was not. He was not the father, Mari Povich style. And that's allegedly why they broke up. Let's first talk about Lauryn Hill. She was labeled a kooky conspiracy theorist, all right? She made an appearance in my book from 2014, I think. Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. Featured in Complex Magazine and on Shade 45 All Out Show, where I was duped into going on there again last year, if you remember. Oh, boy. I just don't know that I'm for that audience. All right. A lot of people called in. They hated it. They hate it when you question their perception of the world and these celebrities, but they have to know that the celebrities are given a mold that they have to fit into for the mainstream media to present to the public for consumption. And when you question that, they don't like it because they really look up to these artists. So I understand it in a way. All right. Now, in 1996, there's a Newsweek article on the Fugees being the new conscious of rap. And Lauryn Hill said, "We're trying to do something positive with the music because it seems like only the negative is rising to the top these days. It only takes a drop of purity to clean a cesspool." And anytime you got an artist saying stuff like that, things don't turn out well for them, all right? Tupac, even Tekashi 6ix9ine, we talked about him trying to push some positive messages. I mean, whatever, right? I get it. He's a very strange character, all right? But that was in 1996, and yeah, no, Lauryn Hill was, they were trying to push something that wasn't gangster rap, which was very popular back then, still is. They call it drill music. I mean, seems very similar to me. But now also in 1996, and you can see why the media, they love to help perpetuate some of these false perceptions sometimes if an artist isn't going along with the program. And in 1996, she was also the victim of a rumor that persists to this day. Even people in the comments on the Instagram post repeated this. The claim was that she made statements about how she didn't like white people listening to her music. There you go. If you want the whole thing, we unpack all of Lauryn Hill, Praz, and all of his connections to these elites, as well as ODB, Bullworth, all the stuff. You know where to go if you want it. You unlock all the 160, 170 plus bonus episodes from the past. You'll get early access to every show. You go ad-free, which is probably the most important aspect of this, and you're supporting your boy. If you do your cards right, you get a free copy of The Dark Path and Kubrick's Code, my most popular books. Go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher or check out the other options. I've got Apple Podcast Premium, clearly the easiest. But you can go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab, compare the options. Till next time, stay woke.